Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you here. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. At work yesterday, I didn't have time to eat lunch. There was a big mess in one of the rooms at the school. A kid had gotten really sick and threw up. Throwing up means vomiting. That happens pretty often to children. And when that happens, it's my job to clean it up. Usually it doesn't take that long, but this time it did. It was a big mess, and I spent my lunch break cleaning it up. It also made me not want to eat. Usually when a child throws up at school, it isn't so bad. I don't get too grossed out. But this time, for some reason, was different. It smelled pretty bad. I didn't want to eat. I lost my appetite. When you want to eat, you have an appetite. When you don't want to eat, you lose your appetite. I lost my appetite today. But by the end of the day, I didn't feel grossed out anymore. And since I hadn't eaten lunch, I was very hungry. I'm going to cook dinner right when I get back, I thought. Right away. I'll make some spaghetti, I thought. Making spaghetti is very fast. It doesn't take long. Not long at all. It's easy and quick to make. So it's a good food to make when you're hungry. You just have to boil the spaghetti noodles in water, drain them out in the sink, make a simple tomato sauce, and finally put them all together on a plate. It's super easy. I really wanted some spaghetti. But when I got home, I didn't have any spaghetti noodles. I didn't have any ingredients to make tomato sauce with. I didn't have anything to eat at all in the house. I needed to go to the grocery store. That's what you call the store that sells food, by the way, the grocery store. Oh, no, I thought. My stomach was making noises. It was grumbling. My stomach was grumbling. It sounded like squelch, squelch. So, anyway, I got in the car and went to the grocery store. I parked there beside a large pickup truck. There was a man there putting huge bags of dog food into the back of his truck. I need to get some dog food too, I thought. When I got inside the store, I took a shopping basket and found some spaghetti noodles, some ingredients to make tomato sauce, and some dog food. I paid for them at the cash register, took them back to my car, and drove home. When I got home, my dog Shelby was very happy to see me. I fed her and started making spaghetti. When I ate the spaghetti, I felt a lot better. But I realized I hadn't bought any food for the next day. Tomorrow morning, I wouldn't have anything for breakfast. I didn't even have any coffee. Oh, no, I thought. I have to go back to the store. That's all for today, folks. It sure has been good talking to you today. Look forward to seeing you again soon on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.